Beyond human. Angelique settled herself in one of the chairs in front of the broad desk.
The technology he's using is beyond human, she said firmly. But if he can learn to use it, so can we.
Craig's eyes widened. Do you think?
I'm certain of it. He said as much himself.
But the devil is the prince of lies. How can we trust his word if he's in league with Satan?
He's a man, she insisted. A very unusual man, that's obvious, but a human being just like you or me.
Craig began to shake his head. He can help us, she said. Help us? Angelique glanced up at the ceiling. Turning back to the bishop, she whispered,
Is this office safe? Has it been swept today?
Bishop Craig nodded mutely. Still, Angelique dragged her chair around the desk and next to the bishop's, keeping her voice low.
If we play our cards carefully, we can get Stoner to help us.
Help us do what? Craig whispered.
The Archbishop is too old and tired to deal with this opportunity.
Craig sat up straighter in his chair.
What do you mean?
Stoner is a visitor from the stars. He has access to technology that is far beyond anything we know of.
He says he's more than human.
He is using technology that's beyond human capabilities, but he himself is as human as you or I.
Do you really think so?
Of course. And we can use him to help convince the Archbishop to retire and name you as his replacement.
Craig blinked at her. Twice. Three times. At last he whispered,
Do you really think?
If we can gain access to his alien technology, there's no end to what we can accomplish.
But he said we're heading for nuclear war. He said we could destroy ourselves, the whole human race.
Angelique answered confidently,
Yes, he did say that. But if we make the right moves, we could avert the coming war. With Stoner's help, you could become the savior of the human race.
Craig's dark eyes snapped at her.
That's blasphemy!
Then he added more softly,
Almost.
Looking properly abashed, Angelique quickly amended,
Their temporal savior, I meant to say. You'll be doing the Lord's work, and the whole world will bless you for it.
Craig's face softened into a beatific smile that slowly dissolved into a worried frown.
But how do we do this? How do we even start?
Sister Angelique did not hesitate for an eye blink.
We keep a close hold on this man Tavallera. He's the key to Stoner, and Stoner is the key to everything.
Chapter 7 Stoner still found it a little confusing to be in several places at once. Space-time isn't sequential, he reminded himself. That's only an illusion because we usually move at such slow velocities. Time flow changes with speed. Even Einstein understood that. Still, to be on the moon, yet remain connected with Tavallera's mind was slightly disconcerting. He saw through Tavallera's eyes that Sister Angelique was leading him to an apartment in one of the glass towers of the New Moralities complex in Atlanta.
I think you'll be comfortable here, don't you?
Angelique was asking Tavallera as she showed him through the little suite's sitting room, bedroom, and kitchenette.
Comfortable enough.
That's good, she said.
How long do I have to stay here? Tavallera asked, starting to feel uneasy. He realized that the apartment had all the trappings of a fancy, high-priced jail. Putting on a face of troubled innocence, Angelique said,
I wish I knew, Raoul. We're trying to arrange an audience for Dr. Stoner with the Archbishop. But that might take some time.
He didn't entirely believe her, Stoner knew. But Tavallera said, I'd like to call my mother then. Tell her I'm all right.
Certainly, said Sister Angelique, glancing at the phone console by the sitting room sofa.
And Goddard, he added. I ought to call Holly Lane and see if...
One thing at a time, Raoul. Call your mother. Make yourself comfortable here. They're sending up some clothes for you, and the freezer should be full of prepared meals.
He realized he was being dismissed. So I just stay here by myself until you're ready to talk to me again? Angelique smiled for him.
I could come by this evening, if you wish. We could have dinner together.
Tabalera grinned at that. Okay, great. She headed for the door, turned back to him, and said,
I might be a little later than you normally eat dinner. I have a very busy schedule.
Shrugging, he said, That's okay, I'll wait for you. I got no place to go. She turned and left the apartment, closing the door softly behind her. Tabalera tried the knob. Sure enough, the door was locked. Stoner felt the waves of emotion that surged through Tabalera. Anger, frustration, more than a little fear. But there was curiosity there as well. All to the good, Stoner thought. Curiosity is one of our strongest assets. Tabalera moseyed through the apartment, opening drawers in the bedroom, glancing into the immaculate bathroom, poking his head into the fully stocked cabinets in the kitchenette. Finally, with nothing else to do, he sat on the sofa and looked around for a remote control to turn on the wall screen. It's voice activated, Stoner told him. Tabalera jerked with shock. I'm sorry, Stoner apologized. I suppose you'll need some time to get used to the fact that I can be inside your head.
Yeah, Tabalera said shakily.
Just say screen on.
Screen on,
Tabalera called out. The entire wall dissolved to show a three-dimensional view of a family sitting around a dining room table saying grace before dinner. They all looked so relentlessly happy and wholesome. Tabalera flicked through 24 channels, family comedies, sports, news shows about the wars overseas, an ancient dramatic presentation of Pilgrim's Progress. Then Stoner's face appeared, fully three-dimensional, bigger than life, looking like an Old Testament prophet in a sports shirt.
How do you do that? Tabalera demanded of the image.
Stoner smiled slightly and answered, It's a gift.
Yeah.
I thought you'd find it easier to talk with me this way.
They'll be watching us, you know. This whole place must be rigged with cameras and snoopers 6 ways from Tuesday.
Shaking his head slightly, Stoner said, All they'll see and hear is you watching that family comedy, like a good law-abiding citizen. Tabalera thought about that for a few seconds, and decided that Stoner could get away with that.
So what am I supposed to do now?
I thought you might like to talk to your friend on Goddard, without your communication being censored.
You can do that?
Yes. Stoner hesitated, then added, And in real time, if you like. Tabalera's eyes went round.
You mean no lag time?
That's right.
How do you... Oh, never mind. Let me talk to Holly.
Feeling slightly guilty, Stoner watched Tabalera for a few minutes more as he talked with Holly Lane out on the Goddard habitat. The young man seemed stunned at first that they could speak to each other without the hours-long time lag caused by the distance between Saturn and Earth.
I don't know how he does it, Tabalera was saying with a bemused grin on his long-jawed face, but it works.
Holly's light brown eyes sparkled with interest.
Raoul, if you could find out how he does it. Poosh! What a discovery that'd be. Real-time communications through the whole twirling solar system. Cosmic!
Yeah, I guess so, Tabalera replied unenthusiastically.
For sure,
Holly insisted.
Look, Holly, we got real worries here Earthside. This guy Stoner says we might have a nuclear war.
What? That's screwy. Nukes have been banned since before you and I were born.
That doesn't mean people can't make new ones, said Tabalera gloomily.
Holly fell silent for a few heartbeats, then...
Well, that means we've got to get you back here to Goddard right away. You'll be safe here.
Tabalera nodded absently, but he muttered,
Really safe? I mean, if Earth blows itself up, if we wipe ourselves out here on Earth, how long could Goddard last?
We're self-sufficient, Holly said immediately. We don't need supplies from Earth, and we don't take orders from Earth. We govern ourselves.
Yeah, but there's only 10,000 or so people on Goddard.
We could grow. We could build new habitats, keep the human race going.
Could you? If Earth wipes itself out, how will the people on Goddard react?
Holly insisted,
It wouldn't be the end of the human race, Raoul. There's Selene and the other settlements on the moon.
They might get sucked into the war.